Of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you are about to hear is a classic sermon from Dr. Billy Brim. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to hear more on this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, October 16th through the 21st.
And so, this is on the Lamb of God. And in his teaching on the Lamb, he says, "For the sake of clearness, both in learning and in teaching, we will follow the simple method of the circle." The circle method of teaching. The full range of both simplicity and profundity are found in the circle. Here, the child can understand and the sage can learn. It is our Lord's method for making things clear and plain. And then he brings our attention to John chapter 16, verses 28. Turn there, please. John chapter 16, verses 28 and 29. Verse 28 is in red. That's Jesus speaking. And verse 29 is what his disciples said. Verse 28, Jesus said, "I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father." Do you see the circle? For you on the tape, first I'm placing my hand upward toward heaven, and Jesus said, "I came forth from the Father, am come into the world, again I leave the world, and go to the Father." His disciples said unto him, "Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb." Now we understand. This is so simple, we got it. God does not explain his great eternal truth to man. How could he until that time when man is able to entertain it? Till then, God shows his truth and man is bidden to look. And in looking, there is flashed into the soul the indelible impression of truth. Not here abstract truth, but truth, as it quivers with divine presence, intent, and life. Truth is now clothed in intimate personality, moving on from prophecy into human history, continuing in that eternal circuit which always ends at the very throne of God. Let us always look for that circle. We will always find its beginning at the throne. And if we are true to the book, we may always trace its course back to God where it closes its circle. And he goes on to teach of the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God, the Bible tells us, Jesus was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And then the prophecy was given and the Lamb came and ascended back to the throne of God. This is always the divine method. This is the divine method. Anything that's truth has its beginning in this word. In the beginning, God. And if it's worth anything, it has to start at his throne. Come forth, take on flesh, and ascend back to his glory. It's the same with the teaching of glory. God said to me, "It begins at my throne." And he showed me the circle of the glory. And that's what we'll see this morning and tonight. The circle of the glory of God. Where are we heading? What is all of this about? Is it just a nice little poetic word over there? A glorious church? What does it mean, Christ in you, the hope of glory? Is that just the line of a song? It starts with God. It begins at the throne of God. Glory begins at the throne of God with the Father. And the book of Ephesians, we'll be teaching in the morning, if we get to, about the book of Ephesians and the glorious church. And the book of Ephesians is about the glorious church. If you look at Ephesians chapter 1, we see in this book, which tells us the church will come forth glorious, we see God addressed by a title. These titles are not thrown around in the Word of God. They mean something wherever they are. And this one he's addressed in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. God, the Father of glory. I want to make it very plain from the start that when we talk about the glorious church, we're not talking about something apart from God. And that when we talk about glory, we're not talking about something apart from God. We're talking about God. When we were in Russia, one of the recent times, I can't remember which trip it was exactly, but one of the recent times, one Sunday morning we were preaching in a registered church, and the registered church is the one where the KGB is there. The reason they have underground churches is they want to be able to be free to preach what they want to preach. And the registered churches, like in the city of Leningrad, they have 4.5 million people, and they let one Baptist church meet. And that church would only seat about 400 people. So that's not freedom of religion. The KGB is there, and you have to tell them what you're going to preach. They don't mind if you preach on love and peace and joy, but they don't want you to preach that Jesus is going to come and establish a kingdom. You can't preach that. And so in a registered church, because we'd been in an unregistered, and you can't give altar call, and you can't do quite a few things. And we'd been in an underground meeting that morning, and it was so high and so glorious and so grand, and we'd seen so many people get born again, grown people, and baptized in the Holy Ghost, that we floated to the registered church meeting. And Jim Caseman said, "You got the anointing on you, you preach." Well, that was the mistake, because you better to preach there not with anointing, I guess. Because the anointing was on me, and I just started preaching, and oh, it was wonderful and marvelous. And I preached the plan of salvation, and I walked the aisles, and I talked to the people, and I asked them if they were born again. "Are you born again?" I'd say. "Are you born again?" And I gave an altar call, and I talked about Israel. That is a no-no. And I walked the aisles, and I got called down, and they made me stop preaching. They said, "Don't walk in this church. You're not allowed to walk in this church." That's what they called me down for. So I went and sat down. Jim continued preaching. I was still in the spirit. They said, "Sing for us." Jim said, "Billy," he was so scared. He really was. He'd admit it. And I would have been if I hadn't been in the spirit. And he said, they said, "Sing for us." Well, Jim can't sing a note. So they said, "Billy, lead us in a song," the four of us that were there on the team. And I stood up, and the only song I could remember on earth, I could not even remember "Jesus Loves the Little Children." I couldn't remember anything except "Walking in the Light." And I started singing, "Walking in the light, oh God, walking in the light." And Jim Caseman's eyes came out on stilts. I said, "Sing with me." Jim and the others in the group, "Sing with me." And when I got my inkling was when I saw those eyes. But one thing that had happened that day that I've never gotten away from since, and I never shall ever, is when we were preaching, and when I was preaching in that registered church, I started preaching, "God is God." And it would come out like this: "God is God. Religion isn't God. God is God. No man is God. God is God." And then I said, "Government isn't God. God is God." It wasn't long till I was set down. But you know, those Russian people got it. They'd come up to me afterwards and they'd say, "Bog is Bog." See, that's their word for God, Bog. They'd say, "Bog is Bog." They got it. I mean, from the whole sermon, there wasn't one thing to get, but vogue is vogue. Their eyes were shining, and they'd come up to me afterwards, the little old ladies in their little kerchiefs, and they'd say, vogue is vogue. And I mean, it not only got down inside of them, it got down inside of me. And it's been down inside of me ever since. God is God. And God is God, and He's the Father of glory. He is building Himself a house in this earth, and He's going to fill it with Himself. And when you talk about a glorious church, you're talking about a church filled with the glory of God. God Himself. God. God in our hearts. God's glory in you. So overpowering your flesh that you will be changed from glory to glory and you will be transfigured. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're just about to go, I'm telling you. We're just about to be transfigured, and if we want to get these tapes out, we better hurry. That's right, Pastor said. Because we're just about to be exploded on by glory. Exploded in by glory might be more technical, but who cares? It's just going to overtake us. God's going to overtake us. He's overtaking them down there in Dallas. I don't know if you heard about the revival that's hit. Brother Norval Hayes came to preach on at Brother Robert Tilton's church, the gifts of the Spirit. And he taught on them, and then they started happening, and they have not been able to stop it. And they're having glorious revival, and I've been watching it since Rachel told us what she did about the Holy Ghost linking us up with them, said there'll be one link and another, and when she hung down that phone and told me there'll be one link and another, God said to me, what are links? Links in a change, He said, they're circles. And they're linked up, and every work is completed to His glory. So I don't know about this meeting we're having, but it's going to be to His glory. It's going to come full circle. Started off with Him. Now as it walks in manifestation in the earth, we'll do our best to flow with Him that it might rise to give Him glory.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We hope you enjoyed the classic sermon from Dr. Billy Brim. October 16th through the 21st, assemble together with Dr. Billy Brim for the Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference held in Branson, Missouri. Save the dates and make your plans now. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings include Kenneth Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To receive a free gift upon arrival, register now online at www.billybrim.org. Registration is not mandatory. Autumn Assembly of Prayer, assembling together with prayers like you this October 16th through the 21st in Branson, Missouri.